Okay, one of the more famous psukim in Parshas Balak is undoubtedly the pasuk of Matovo Olecha Yaakov, Mishkenosecha Yisrael, that Bilam comes along and he praises Klal Yisrael for the types of tents, Matovo Olecha Yaakov, for the types of tents that they have. There are machloksim and mefarshim already in Chazal, in terms of what exactly he was coming to teach. Many Rishonim understand, the Sfarno is explicit here in the pasuk, that it refers to Batei Medrash, that what makes Klal Yisrael unique is that they have Batei Medrash, they have study halls in which people can learn. One of the more well-known interpretations, though, of the pasuk is one that Rashi quotes a couple of times, and that is that it's already here in pasuk Beis, Chavdalad Beis, that Ra kol sheva sheva tshochin la'atzav enim u'ravin, Ra she'en pischeyem u'chuvanim zeh k'neged zeh. That what Bilam noticed when he was going to curse Klal Yisrael, it's basically Gemara and Bava Basra and Daf Samech, what he noticed was that the entranceways of the tents of the different members of Klal Yisrael were not facing each other, that people weren't able to look inside. That Maimer Chazal Bipashtus is not praising their studying in the Beis Medrash, but praising their tznias. He's praising the fact that they were modest and that their homes, they didn't violate the Isser of Hezek Re'iyah, they weren't looking into each other's homes, there was a certain kind of modesty that is there. What is so important about modesty? Why would that be worthy of a certain praise? I understand, but the Medrash is very powerful. It has to do with Talmud Torah. What's so critical about tznias that suddenly alters things and that Bilam views that as worthy of praise? So the Maharal explains on that in the Chidushei Agadah that was there, Bava Basra and Daf Samech, that the tznias was to prevent arayos, to prevent sexual promiscuity, and that is something which the Maharal points out. Whenever you have people who are avoiding arayos, so that's where you find the Shekhinah. That's where the Shekhinah dwells. It's similar to what we know from the beginning of Parsh Kedoshim. Rashi says, Kedoshim to you, you should be prushim min ha-arayos. That Kedusha often comes, and the Hashras, Hashekhinah, God's presence, is often there when a person makes sure that they are going to avoid certain kinds of promiscuity. There are, I think, a couple of ways of maybe merging the approaches a little bit. Matovo Olecha Yaakov, is it really referring to Batei Medrash? Or Matovo Olecha Yaakov, is it really referring to homes? There are a couple of ways, I think, of maybe on some level it's a reference to both, and maybe on some level Bilam is noting the relationship between them. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Drash Moshe points out that we know the Gemara tells us, on the one hand, the Baba Basra, that it was praising Klal Yisrael for their Jewish homes. It was praising them for their tznias. We also know from the Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin, though, the Gemara tells us in Hedrin, Daf Kafei, that really the intent of Bilam was to curse Klal Yisrael, because Baruch Hu sort of changed it around. What was the real curse? The real curse was he was going to tell us that we should not have Batei Medrash at all, that we shouldn't have any Batei Medrash. What Bilam was trying to do, says Rav Moshe, Bilam was trying to say, well, once you have homes, once you have your nice homes, what do you need Batei Medrash for anyway? That chinuch of the home suffices, and chinuch of the home is all you need. What do you need Batei Medrash for anyway? And the response is, no, Matavu, O Alecha Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael needs, I mean, it's a little different way Moshe says it, but Klal Yisrael needs homes that are pure and homes with tznias, and Klal Yisrael also needs Batei Medrash and yeshivas. Because the way I think that, one way of at least saying it, what the Jewish people really need is a chinuch of the home and a chinuch in schools. And when there's a good relationship between the chinuch in home and the chinuch in schools, and when the home is supportive and the school is supportive, so that's where you get a chinuch, where Moshe says, when that's true, as ulai yoel, then you have a good shot of things coming together. But if you rely only on one, it's going to be much more challenging. So again, the Matovo Olecha Yaakov is both a reference to schools and it's a reference to homes. And one way of looking at it, at least based on Rav Moshe, is because both are really important and both are really considered to be necessary. I think there's maybe an additional shot, which I think is a hitting one. I believe, I'm going to look it up because I don't have the key to my shiro. The Mor V'Shemesh has the following shot, I believe. He understands that when Chazal praised Bnei Yisrael that their openings, their tents, were not mechuvanim zeh k'neged zeh, they were not open one to the other, what Klal Yisrael was trying to say, what Chazal were trying to say, al derech drush, again, not the pshat, but al derech drush, is that part of the beauty of Klal Yisrael is that everyone had their own entranceway. Everyone had their own opening. That it wasn't the kind of Avos Hashem where everyone was doing the exact same thing and everyone had homes look the exact same way and everyone's avod to look to be equal to everyone else's. But where my Pesach was going to be different than where your Pesach was, and where your Pesach is going to be different than my Pesach, and the different tzaddikim are able to worship Hashem in different ways, and then each Jew can find his own sort of a path to be able to worship Bono Shalom, the same way that we say in Davening, okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak. Belokei Yaakov, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov each had their own pathway, they each had their own unique form of Avodas Hashem, and that's true with many, many tzaddikim, and we would say also with many, many Jews, that they have their own sort of way of doing it. So part of the praise of Bilam was not just a praise of their Batei Medrash, nor was it a praise per se of their homes, it was really a praise of the fact that each person was able to worship Hashem in their own way. In a certain sense, that can undoubtedly manifest itself in a Beis Medrash, the Olecha Yaakov, where everyone is learning in their own style, in their own way, and with their unique contributions is very, very powerful. But I think I think one could suggest the following. Mar Tovo Olecha Yaakov, that Maimer Chazal speaking about homes. And if you want there to be individualized Avodas Hashem, if you want there to be an Avodas Hashem where each person has their own opening, the best place to do that is Dafka in the person's home. Because yeshivas are wonderful, and yeshivas undoubtedly try to be as sensitive as possible to individual needs, but no one can take the role of a supportive family, and no one can take the role of the close-knit kind of relationship which takes place within the home, and the kind of individuality that can take place within a person's bias with parents, with siblings, and to the kind of home that can be established there. So in a certain sense, the Meshech Chachmas praise of Klal Yisrael's homes, everyone had their own opening, it's not coincidental that Chazal taught that while focused on people's individual homes. Because if you want people to appreciate how to be their own independent Ovdei Hashem, the best place to do that is within the home. That's where people can really become and appreciate a certain kind of individualized approach in Avodas Hashem. So we saw Matovo Alecha Yaakov. We saw that for some Rishonim, it's a for Ben Chazal, it's a reference to our shuls, maybe our Beis HaMikdash Rashi quotes, it's a reference to things like that. For others, based on Gemara Bava Basra, Rashi also quotes, it's a reference to our individual homes and tznius in our homes. The Maharal says tznius always comes with the Hasharas HaShechina. We saw that for Rav Moshe, it's the importance of appreciating both the home and the shul. And the home and the shul together, that's when home and the Batei Medrash together, that's where you have a good, authentic chinuch that's going to be able to work. And we suggested that what you want in both your home and your shul is a certain kind of individual Avodas Hashem, which the Mor v'Shemesh points out. And we were just noting that sometimes the home is the best place for people to get the ideal kind of individual chinuch, which can be very much ideal. We'll just point out that it's not coincidental that Matovo Lecha Yaakov is in our Siddur. Rav Amram Gaon, time of Rashi, also you have this right in our Siddur and the Minug to say Matovo when you enter shul. The Marshal in Shuvas was not into this minhag to say Matovo, who used to skip it, I believe the Marshal writes, because it's coming from Bilam, and it was originally, the Kavana was to curse Klal Yisrael, and now we turn it around. And a lot of questions to the Marshal, we do sometimes in davening of Yom Nuram, Kvot Psukim, of Roshana from Bilam, but the Marshal opposed to practice. I think in light of this, we can understand some of the power of saying Matovo Alecha Yaakov. It's a praise to our shuls and the power of our shuls. Maybe one could suggest something else in light of Rav Moshe. It's not coincidental that we say Matovu when we leave our homes and enter shul. In many ways, Matovu is the pasuk that represents the ideal merging of the OL we have in our home and the OL we have in shul. When you enter shul, you say Matovu. The statement you're trying to make is that home and Beis Medrash and home and shul should ideally be coming together in a very powerful way where they're supportive and each one is conducive to a certain kind of growth, and that's part of the Matovu Olecha Yaakov. And undoubtedly, if we're shifting to the end of the Parsha, beginning of Parsha's Pinchas, is where you see the falling apart of a certain kind of tznius, of what should be intimate being done in public forums and things like that, which is undoing so much of the praise that's where Bilam was getting us, Matovu Olecha Yaakov. And part of our tefillah every morning is that we should have homes that are homes that are tzanua, we should have homes that are homes in which each individual gets the attention that they need to create their sort of own Pesach in Avodas Hashem. And we should have Batei Medrash that are incredibly powerful, and we should be zocheh that they all come together in a very beautiful way.